mute yourself at that time. We'll follow the same procedure here in the venue. If you have a question, please raise your hand. So we'll start with the in-venue questions. Does anyone here in venue have a question for Stephen Hart this evening? Nope, perfect. Thank you very much. We'll now turn it over to the Zoom. Charlie, please go ahead and unmute yourself. Hi, Charlie. We're so sorry. We're having some difficulty hearing you with the background noise going on. If you could please speak up, that would be great. Can you hear him?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you. First of all, congratulations to Guelph. They fought the game. They played the way we thought they would play, and they had their moments. I never felt in the game that we were in trouble. We created quite a bit of chances in the first half, and basically we were in control of the game, but it was still only 1-0, and that's a very dangerous sort of score. And then Aiden got the second goal, but all in all, it's a tricky game, and I think we were a bit nervous in the opening parts of the game. Yeah, of course, it's huge for the, it's huge for our football community. It's a game we've been longing for. We had Montreal last year, and now we have Toronto, and we look forward to hosting them. For sure, it's going to be a massive game for us. Thank you.
Awesome, thank you very much, Charlie. Are there any other questions at this time? No questions from the people here? No? No, okay. Thank you very much, Stephen.
Wait.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Now you see another League One Ontario team. If there was openings on your team, is there anyone you'd say, Maladish, the defender, or
yeah, he did.
Robinson?
Yeah, he did. He did well. The quality of when you play these games, it's a game where they want to prove that they should be in the league, and there's no doubt there are players that that can be given a chance in the league. I thought he had a very solid game. I was impressed with him. Yes.
That crowd, how great that crowd was. I mean, they outdrew York. That someday a CPL team, I know it's not up to you, but...
I would like to see it, that's really the question. I would love to see it, a team here. The community showed that they will support the team, so it would be nice to see a team here, of course. Quite an impressive crowd, and they supported their team. That's, to me, that's what the game is about. And the Guelph team did a good job with the community in getting them out. It's good for the game. Yes. I've got a game on Sunday, first things first. We will do our homework, obviously, but the reality is we have to play on Sunday. This was a little tough on us. We traveled to Winnipeg, we played the game, and now we came here and had to play and rotate the squad. But my priority right now is Sunday's game. I'll worry about Toronto when that time is coming. Yeah, of course, it would be big for him. He's, you know, it's hometown more or less for him, and I'm sure he's going to have his supporters there, and he would love every moment of it, that's for sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. If there are no further questions for head coach Stephen Hart at this time, we'll complete this portion. And we'll now ask number 13,
thank you.
Aiden Daniels from Halifax Wanderers. As a reminder, if we can just have all of you who are on Zoom to please speak up so we can hear you, as there is a bit of background noise going on. Thank you. Thank you for joining us, Aiden. We'll start if any questions in the crowd. We want to start with you guys. Go ahead.
Yes, I mean, this. Some comments about tonight's game, and then moving on to playing Toronto FC, who, I mean, you were on TFC 2, I remember, those years. And I don't know if it was TFC 3, the champions. Were you on that team?
Yeah, early in my days.
Okay, yeah, those are great players. Yeah. Okay, so going to play against TFC in Halifax.
Yep.
How about that?
Yeah, I'm obviously really excited, but first, we have to focus for Sunday. We have a game versus Calgary, so definitely moving forward, we're going to be taking time to look at TFC and how they've played, but our focus is on Sunday.
Perfect. Thank you. Charlie, go ahead.
Thanks, Aiden. Can you hear me all right?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, early on in preseason, coaches implemented a plan for the midfield and how we press and second balls and stuff like that. So I think whoever's in the midfield three throughout the season knows the job. So it's just really just knowing our roles and sticking to it. And I think our game plan worked. Obviously, we had some mishaps, but our back line covered for us, and at that point it's just recovering and getting back. So yeah, I mean, coach's plans he's instilled into us, so just moving forward, we just need to maintain our energy and our focus levels, and moving forward we should be fine. Yeah, it kind of just set up nicely. I'm on the ball, so it was just there, and I've been struggling with a quad injury for the past month, so I was gonna hit it with my left, and I just saw the space open up on my right foot, and I just shot, and it went in. So obviously happy to get my first of the season, but more so I'm happy with the performance of the team and moving on to the next level.
The boys' efforts. They gave their all. I couldn't really ask any more. I mean, it's a game where we're playing a team on a division above. We definitely went in with hopes of causing an upset. So it's disappointing that we didn't get too many shots on target. We didn't really connect in the final third. But I can't fault the guys' efforts. It was there, they tried the best, and you know, we were in the game for a long time at 1-0, and anything can happen, and we certainly were hoping we could snatch one, but you know, it wasn't to be today. Svedic is an amazing leader for us. I mean, we all know what he's just been through and what he's done, and we just love him. And you know, it was a tough game for him to be. That's his first start, and everybody knows his history over the last few months. And we're working him back slowly. And that was one of the toughest calls we had in terms of, do we throw him in a big game? And he's a guy that's been there and done it for us, so we went for it, and he pulled off some big saves for us. So it's great to have him back in between the posts, and he's just going to grow from this and from being back, for sure.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie. Are there any other questions at this time?
I think you see it in the crowd right there, eh? Like, the crowd was fantastic. We had over 2,000 people coming to cheer on a League One team against Halifax. Partizan fans definitely looking for that upset. And I think the whole event and the exposure we've given to our community is fantastic. And we couldn't be any prouder of that. I mean, we really couldn't. And I wanted to stay in the game for a long time, and I think we did that. I think we stayed in, we stayed competitive, and, you know, the big man you're going to talk to later definitely made a difference when he come on, and 90 minutes from him could have been a slightly different outcome. But for the communities, it's a tremendous moment, and we're really proud of it. Sorry, I didn't hear that. I think for all our guys, you know, they see Colin Gander was a teammate last year. They see him succeeding over at Halifax, you know, that's two starts in a row for him. It gives everybody hope and inspiration that can be them, that we can help move them along to that next level as well. And for all U Sports players, we have a lot of those, either former U Sports or current U Sports. It's got to be an inspiration for them to see us put 90 minutes against a fully pro team. And be able to really showcase ourselves really well. So I think it's great for U Sports to show the level that we have there, and you know, hopefully for our guys too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. There are no further questions at this time for head coach. I gotta raise your hand if you want to ask a question.
Well, today's game, you even got a compliment from Hart about the attendance, thinking someday a CPL team, yeah, you know, you go for it. It's just laughing around the corner there. But I guess how fast do you have to sort of turn this off to get into next week's, like this weekend's League One? You guys will just be, hey, we're in. Polish yellow cards don't really count for these. One, let's go.
Yeah, I think any game, it's about the learning moments from that game, and we had lots of those today, and then getting back on the bike and start riding again, right? And you know, I think the boys have experience now playing CPL, the Voyager Cup, and the only way you're going to get back here is by winning it all again at League One level. So it's very important that we very quickly get refocused, understand where we want to be. We've had the taste of it. We still like to be that first team to win a Vizier Cup game and get to that next level. So to do that, we for sure have to focus on League One Ontario and get our act going there to the level we can. And I think we will. We got a great bunch of guys with a lot of talent, and you know, we've had a bit of a rough start to the season in terms of some key injuries already, and people are starting to come back in, and as we get going, as we get stronger, I think we will be competitive and be able to hopefully find our way back here sooner rather than later.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Keith.
Thank you.
We'd now like to invite number 8, Thomas Kulak from Guelph United.
Success that we've had here is attributed to that growth. I think a lot of it is just football in general in Canada. You know, we're doing well, especially in the World Cup now. There's more people watching, you know, CPL, guys going up, guys coming down, guys moving to Europe, coming back here. I think just that exposure and that media outlet, especially that we have now, is really growing the game.
Any other questions?
Yeah, so this was my first game this season, yes.
Okay, again. So, I guess the idea of the coaches, like all players, you get maybe 30 minutes and then like a half, and then full game, start, things like that.
Yeah, so I wasn't really expected to play that much today. I think I did a little bit more than I was supposed to. But like I said, we have the trainers here. They're taking good care of me. I just had surgery. So coming back was a little bit difficult. I could definitely feel it when I was out there, a little bit out of shape. but it's just going to be a slow progression. You know, we have guys coming in, coming out, a couple key players that aren't in right now 100%, but once we all start gelling and clicking, I think it'll be much better.
Thank you very much, everyone. If there are no other questions this evening, we'll conclude this evening's post-match press conference. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great evening.